Coming up tomorrow afternoon, a big day for Albert Lea Boys Cross Country. First time in 40 years, the Albert Lea Boys will be running at the state meet at St. Olaf College in Northfield. 2:30 start tomorrow. We're going to be talking with the seven guys that are running for our Tigers and co-head coach of the Tigers, Jim Haney. We'll start with Jim. And Jim, a good afternoon. I'm sure a lot of excitement, and the boys are looking forward to hitting that state meet track tomorrow.
Yeah, I think they're ready. They trained well this week, so we're looking forward to the challenge. It's been a really fun week.
I do have to ask, because, and I mentioned this on the show a couple of days ago, it's going to be a high of 60. For your guys, is that a little too warm? Is that perfect? Do they wish it was colder?
Well, they would be able to answer that better than I could, but I would like it about 10 to 15 degrees cooler. I'd rather have it about 50, 45 degrees.
Yep.
I think that's optimum running weather. I know some of the guys like it a little bit warmer, some like it a little bit cooler, but it's the same conditions for everybody. So November, 60 degrees, I guess we'll just take it.
And we should mention, just where you guys are slotted to run, it's 2:30. The meet itself starts with some classes. Is it 9 a.m.? Is that one of the first runs?
9 a.m. or 9:30, something like that.
Okay.
That's the AAA boys, and then AAA girls soon after that. And then it's single A boys, single A girls, and then we're the fifth race of the day.
Talk about what it's been like this week at school. Again, I'm sure the boys are having so much fun. I mean, this is a big deal. 40 years, last time the Albert Lea boys cross country team went to state. As a co-head coach, you've been around the program for so long. I'm sure you're probably still riding high from advancing to state. I'm sure the boys are still riding high as well.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling really good. And, you know, the nice thing about it is I have heard from people that I hadn't talked to in probably 30 to 40 years, ex-students, ex-runners that were on the team, and that's always fun that they give the congratulations and so forth. So it's good to hear from them. They still care about Albert Lea Cross Country, and, you know, we hope to run our best so Albert Lea is up in the standings.
What I think is really cool is that it brings a lot to the sport here in Albert Lea. We talked about this season, Jim, about your team finally having home meets and a place to call home here in Albert Lea, a course to run on, and now the team's going to the state meet. I think the excitement around cross country is good for those that maybe didn't pay that much attention to cross country here in Fribourg County. So with that and the boys team going to state, I mean, this is going to create a lot more cross-country fans in the area, which, you know, I love that.
Oh, absolutely, and you're absolutely right. We are so happy that next year we'll be able to have three meets at home, and that more and more people will be exposed to what cross-country really is, and hopefully get some of the younger kids, the fourth, fifth, and sixth graders that may be interested in running in the fall in the next couple of years, excited about the sport, and they find out that we're a pretty decent team, and so that's kind of fun.
Co-head coach, the Albert Lea boys cross country team, Jim Haney. Again, Albert Lea got second in the section. Top two teams go to state, along with Winona. They'll represent the section coming up tomorrow at St. Olaf College in Northfield. And Jim, before we let you go, let's just talk about the course. If anyone missed our conversation from last week, I was looking online. Looks like there's one spot where fans are not allowed to be, but most of the course, if you're going up there, you can choose a lot of different spots and vantage points to watch the guys run.
It is, as I told you last week, it's a true cross-country course. It's got hills and valleys and long stretches, and it certainly will test all the runners at the course. And yes, it is. You'll be able to see the runners a number of times. They go by you, then they come back, and if you're heading on up there, we hope that you'll be cheering for the red, white, and blue.
Yep.
And you know, we're ready. So,
Jim Haney, co-head coach, and Jim's got the runners with him. That'll be representing Albert Lea coming up tomorrow. Again, 2:30 run at St. Olaf College in Northfield. And Jim, I'll just have you hand the phone around, and thank you so much for the time, and enjoy tomorrow.
Well, I want to thank you for all the support for cross country, and you are our biggest cheerleader, and thanks for all that you have done for us, and we hope that you're able to come up and see us, and hopefully we do well for you.
I'm going to be out of town this weekend. Otherwise, I would be there. But I will be cheering. I'll be following results. And, yes, I'll be cheering from afar. And I'm just so excited to come back to Albert Lea. And in my first 6 months in Albert Lea, my two favorite sports, the Albert Lea baseball team goes to state, and the boys cross country team in Albert Lea goes to state.
I could not ask
for a better homecoming to Albert Lea. So thank you guys, and love following the team this year. And yeah, have fun tomorrow and soak in every memory there, Jim.
We appreciate it. I'm going to hand it over to Gavin Hanke.
So Gavin Hanke, a junior who won the section meet and would have qualified as an individual, but obviously going as a team as well. And Gavin, congratulations on the section title.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Now, talk about that run. I remember Jim saying last week that you had a pretty good lead over second place. Was it 20-plus seconds?
Yeah, somewhere around there. It was a wet race, very cold. It was fun. The field of guys were really, really competitive and really, really good motivation to keep me going forward. And I just happened to be out in front and finish at a well time, but now I got to fend them off at the state meet too, which would be a challenge.
Now, Gavin, when you go into a race like that where you're one of the favorites to win it, are you a racer that jumps out to the top spot right away, or do you have a pace where eventually you pick it up a little faster and then maybe a little faster, or are you someone that tries to lead from the get-go?
I usually like to try and lead from the get-go, but for some reason that race I didn't. I kind of started off towards like 8th or 10th. A lot of guys were going like super fast. I decided I just got to stick at my pace, and then I ran my pace and it ended up working out, so I was really grateful.
Gavin Hanke again, section champion, leading his team to the estate meet coming up tomorrow at St. Olaf in Northfield. And Gavin, how are you feeling? I know you're one of the leaders on that team. Team qualifies for state. Talk about that moment in Faribault. A, you know you're a section champion, which is awesome, and you know your team is going to state. Do you remember what kind of emotions you were feeling at that point?
It was surreal. I crossed the finish line. I was happy that I could win the section, and then I turned around and started looking at where the team was at. I knew it was going to be close. It was going to come down to like a couple of points, and I think it was Miss Sauer, our assistant coach. She came over and she started getting like super excited. I asked her what was going on. She's like, "We did it. We qualified." And I was hugging people, hugging random people, and it was just like hugging everyone. It was crazy.
Gavin Hanke. And Gavin, before we let you go, tell us your parents again. I know we've had you on before with the Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week Award. Tell us your parents and tell us about your siblings as well before we let you go.
So I got mom and dad, Amy and Nick Hanke, and I got my siblings, Caden Hanke and Maya. And we got Maya and Caden are both in cross country, really good athletes, really, really dedicated to the sport. And my parents love staying active, love playing pickleball and stuff. So it's really cool to have an active family that will go out and do stuff.
Junior Gavin Hanke joining us. And Gavin, good luck coming up tomorrow. And who are we going to talk to next?
Thank you. Who wants to talk next?
Don't be shy, guys.
Hello.
Hi, who are we talking to?
Brendan McCullough.
Hey, Brendan, congratulations on your team going to state.
Thank you.
Now, Brendan is a senior, and Brendan, give us a little background on how long have you been in cross country?
Around 6 years.
6 years. What are some of your favorite parts, or what do you enjoy the most about being part of a cross country team?
Just the camaraderie. We're just all running together, and it's kind of a lot of fun most of the time.
Sometimes the run's a little too long. Does Coach Haney push you guys a lot?
Yeah, I would say he pushes a decent amount.
Now, Brennan, besides cross country, what other activities or a school or athletics, I guess, are you involved in at Albert Lea?
I do track and field in the spring. That's really the only other big one I do.
And what do you compete in for track and field?
I did miles, usually just a mile over the past 2 years.
Very cool. Again, Brennan McCullough. Again, we're going to talk to all the guys that will be running coming up tomorrow. Brennan, besides sports and school, what are some of the things that you like to do? What are some of your hobbies?
You know, just hanging out with people. I don't really have a lot of big hobbies.
Hey, hanging out with friends is always a good thing to do. There's no doubt about that. Brendan, can you tell us who your parents are and if you have any siblings?
Yep. My parents are Kelly McCullough and Celeste McCullough, and I have one sister, Peyton.
Brendan McCullough, a senior, one of the cross-country runners that will be running for the Tigers tomorrow. Brendan, thank you so much for the time. Good luck, and hand it off to one of your teammates.
Hello, I'm Luke Wongsness.
Luke is a junior, Luke Wongsness, here on KATE. And Luke, how long have you been in cross-country?
I've been at 5 years now.
And I'm going to ask you guys pretty much the same question, so the guys that are in the background are prepared. What do you love the most about cross-country?
I think just the attitude of just the people in it. It's really nice, keeps coming back.
Luke, tell me how you were feeling when you found out the team was going to state for the first time in 40 years.
Well, I found out when Sonny came over to us and just picked me up in a big hug and was like, we're going to state. And I was just super excited from that.
That is absolutely, that's awesome. And who was that? Who picked you up?
Sonny Ortega-Roselli. He's our new assistant coach this year.
Oh, that is so cool. Besides cross country, what other sports or activities are you involved in at Albert Lee?
I'm in swim meet in the winter and track and field in the spring.
And Luke, what events are you usually in for track and field?
I do about normally 400s and long jump.
Besides school activities, what are some of your hobbies?
Well, I like hanging out with friends, reading, and then just running in my free time.
Running is good. Running is always good. Again, Luke Wongsness, a junior runner for Albert Lee. Luke, thank you so much for the time. Congrats, and a good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Again, we're talking with the Albert Lee boys cross country team. They'll be running at state tomorrow. And who are we speaking with?
Hello, this is Isaiah McGaffey.
Isaiah is a sophomore. Isaiah, congratulations on advancing to state.
Thank you.
Now, Isaiah, you got second for the team at the section meet. And I noticed when it comes to you and Pacey and Luke and Hendrick, do you guys kind of do some pack running throughout the race and then split up as you guys get further into the race? Do you guys have that kind of plan?
Usually, or say at the beginning of the season, I kind of split off. So Gavin Hankey was in front of me. I was kind of slower back, and then Pacey was right behind me. Luke and Hendrick would kind of pack together, and as the season got together, I was usually just running with Pacey.
Isaiah, besides cross country, what other activities do you do at Albert Lee High School?
I play basketball, and I will be trying track and field this season.
So never been out for track and field before?
I was once back in third grade.
Some of the guys convince you to come back out?
Yeah.
And Isaiah, besides sports, what other kind of hobbies do you like? Well, what do you do in your free time?
I'm outside quite a bit. I have a park like 2 blocks from my house. So I play a lot of basketball and baseball.
Well, Isaiah, look forward to seeing you on the basketball court coming up this winter. And before we let you go, tell us who your parents are and if you have any siblings.
My mom is Kelly McGaffey. My dad is Joshua McGaffey. I have 4 siblings. I have my older brother, Robert, my 2 younger brothers, Noah McGaffey and Tim Tiemann, and then I have my younger sister, Gabby Tiemann.
Again, sophomore Isaiah McGaffey, one of the runners for our Albert Lee cross-country team. And Isaiah, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the run tomorrow, and congrats on getting the state.
Thank you so much.
2:30 tomorrow, that's when the team's going to run at St. Olaf College in Northfield. We're talking with our Tiger runners that'll be up there. Again, 2:30 start. And who are we speaking with?
Pacey Brecky.
Pacey Brecky, a junior, third on the team for Albert Lee for the section run. And Pacey, let me get your reaction. How are you feeling when the team knew they were going to state?
Very shocked. First time I've ever really won in, like, any sport, because swimming, we've had a really small team, and track, we don't really win very much.
So it was, you guys pretty ecstatic. It sounds, I wish I could have been there, because it sounds like it was like a party atmosphere.
Yeah, it was very different than what I'm normally used to.
It feels good to win, doesn't it?
Yes.
Pacey Abrenki with us. And Pacey, so you mentioned swimming and then track and field coming up in the spring. What do you usually do for track and field? What events?
I do the 800 and the high jump.
And Pacey, besides the sports, any other activities at Albert Lea High School that you're involved in? And what are your hobbies?
Hobbies are normally like cars. I really like cars.
Are we talking vintage cars, classic cars?
Classic, old cars.
So if you had to pick out your favorite vintage car, if you could go drive one vintage car, what car are you picking?
A 1967 Camaro, and I actually already own it.
So you're ready to go? You got your car?
Yeah, I just got to finish it.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. Now, Pacey, tell us who your parents are and if you have any siblings.
Travis Abrenki and Noreen Abrenki, and I have one brother, Charlie Abrenki.
Pacey Abrenki, a junior, running tomorrow. Pacey, A, enjoy that car, and B, enjoy the run tomorrow. Congrats, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, we got, I think we have two more guys to talk to before we wrap up our interview with the boys cross country team. Who's on the phone line now?
Hello.
And who am I speaking with?
Tyron Stout.
So Ty Stout, only an eighth grader. Ty, I know you've been running, I think, a junior varsity and maybe some junior high races most of the season. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And when did you run your first varsity race this season? You remember offhand?
No, I don't remember.
Well, Ty, only being an eighth grader, your cross-country future is definitely bright. Ty, with you a time of 19:01 at the Ascension meet, which is cruising. And, Ty, how long have you been in cross-country?
This is my first year.
Well, it was a good year to join. Very good year to join.
It was.
Now, Ty, besides the cross country, what other sports or activities do you like to be involved with?
I do track and field.
Track and field. And are you a sprinter, long-distance runner for that?
Yeah, last year I did the 100, 200, 800.
Very cool. Ty Stout again, just an eighth grader. And, Ty, what do you like to do in your free time? What do you have for hobbies?
I like to go outside and spend time with friends and family.
Ty Stout, again, an eighth grader. And Ty, before I let you go, who are your parents? And tell us if you have any siblings.
My dad is Jeremy Stout, my mom is Jada Stout, and my sister is Jaya Stout.
Ty Stout, only an eighth grader, but he's running at the state meet coming up tomorrow, 2:30 at St. Olaf College in Northfield. Ty, thank you so much for the time, and good luck tomorrow. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I believe that we should have one more guy to talk with. See if he's there. Who am I speaking with?
I'm Henrik Lang.
Henrik Lang, a senior for Albert Lea. And Henrik, let's talk, and I forgot to ask Brennan this question, but as a senior, and I should start with, how long have you been with the cross-country program?
Oh, this is my fifth year.
So you started in eighth grade?
Oh, I started in seventh, but then I didn't end up running last year.
Oh, okay, so you came back.
Yeah.
You were probably pretty happy you came back.
Yeah, it was a good time for sure.
When you were running back in seventh and eighth grade, did you ever believe that there would come this moment where you would be on a team that would be advancing the state?
I never really saw it coming. We just kept working hard each year and gradually got better, I guess.
Henrik Lange, a senior. And Henrik, talk about the atmosphere. Talk about how you were feeling after the team qualified for state. Sounds like a lot of hugs and high fives and plenty of smiles. I talk about that moment.
Yeah, it was just really surreal. Like, we had never experienced that before. At least I had in all the years I had done it. And so it was just like something I didn't see coming until it was there, even though we kind of knew it was a possibility.
Henrik, besides a cross country, what other activities or sports are you involved with?
I'm in track and field, too. That's my main one.
And what are you competing in track and field?
Last year I did the 2 mile and 800 mostly, but okay. I might switch it up this year.
Very cool. And Henrik, what do you like to do for you know, hobbies. What do you do in your free time?
Oh, I'm pretty into music, whether it's just listening to it or playing it myself.
So what kind of music?
Oh, really any kind.
So when you say you play it, you play guitar?
Oh, I play a bit of guitar, bass, piano, saxophone.
Oh, wow. That is absolutely awesome. So when you're playing, are you playing country? Are you playing blues? What kind of music or just a little bit of everything?
Oh, a bit of everything, some rock, some blues, some jazz.
So cool. That's awesome. Henrik Lange, again, senior cross-country runner. Henrik, tell us who your parents are and tell us if you have any siblings.
Todd and Chris Mullane are my parents, and then I have a sister named Solveig and a brother named Jens.
Again, Henrik Lange, a senior, joining us here on KETE. Henrik, thank you so much for the time. Hey, tell all the guys thank you for the time, and a good luck tomorrow. Enjoy the run, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Want to thank Jim Haney, the head coach, the Albert Lee boys cross country team, and Gavin Hankey, Isaiah McGaffey, Pacey Brecky, Luke Wongsness, Henrik Lange, Ty Stout, and Brenna McCullough. They're going to represent Albert Lee tomorrow at that state meet. Send off tomorrow morning. Want to remind you about this at 11:15 at Albert Lee High School. Get out there. If you can't make it to St. Olaf for the race at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, that's when the guys are running. Get out to the high school, 11:15. 11:15 is that start time coming up, or not start time, but that's when the send-off. Send-off is going to be for the team, so bring some signs out there. Wish them good luck as they jump on the bus and head up to a Northfield tomorrow at the Albert Lee High School parking lot. I'm going to be out of state, otherwise I would be there. Have previous plans to not be around. I'm going to miss it. I wish I was there to cheer on our guys tomorrow. That's going to wrap things up for Afternoons with Aaron here on this Friday. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you on Tuesday. No show on Monday, so I will talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Take care.